Okay, Rebels, and we're back. Sorry for the couple day hiatus. Had a bit of strep throat and couldn't really talk. As it is, my throat is pretty shot, but we'll try and give it a go. Mitzvah, we should be zocher to learn together, and zocher refuah shleima not only for me but for all of Am Yisrael. Yeah, Torah Shabbos, not Shabbos Yimilizog, but Torah Yimilizog refuah korov alavo. Anyway. We're at the bottom. Today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Tes. We're at the bottom of Lamed Ches and Beis. The Gemara had been, if you've been following along, so the Gemara has been talking about the bracha for shlokos. Shlokos are cooked vegetables. And kasha is, simply the chakira is, whether cooked vegetables retain their original vegetable status, or if they are, once they're cooked, they turn into something else. And the nafkamina that we've been talking about is whether the bracha, therefore, is hadama, like regular vegetables, or shahakol, like other items that have been changed. So we're four lines up on the Gemara, on Lamed Ches and Beis. Mosiv Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Yes, the following question. Yurakos she'odam yotzi bahenidei chavosu b'pesach. The Gemara here is a Gemara Psachim talking about the mitzvah of maror. So the vegetables that you're yotzei on Pesach, the maror, for maror, yotzei behenu v'kelach shalem. You're yotzei with them and their stalks, meaning you can use either the leaves or the stalks. Avalo kvushin, but not if they're pickled. Kavush is pickled. V'lo shlukin, not if they're these cooked vegetables that we've been talking about. V'lo mevushalin, not if they're cooked. Shlukin, I guess, is maybe stewed or some other way of cooking, but not if the vegetable is cooked. So the Gemara says, "V'isal gedaytach b'mel sayu koi." If you're going to tell me that these shlukin, these cooked vegetables, are still considered their original vegetable. Yeah, they're still considered as if, you know, it's the original vegetable that you took out of the ground. So shlukin, am I low? Why shouldn't you be yotzei the mitzvah of maror with, I don't know, cooked romaine lettuce or stewed romaine lettuce? So clearly that would seem to indicate that shlukin lose their status of vegetables once they're cooked, and therefore the bracha should be shahako. So Gemara says, look, shiny hosom, no, it's different over there by maror. Why? Debinan tam maror veleka. Because the whole chiyuv of maror, obviously, you want to feel, you want to taste the marirus, you have to taste the bitterness. If you cook white maror stalks or romaine lettuce in water, so you're going to cook out all the bitter flavor, right? And the whole point of eating maror is that bitter flavor, so that's not a good, you can't prove one way or another. Amar li Rav Yirmiyahu le Rav Zeira, Rav Yochanan heichi mevarech al zayin. Okay, so that's the end of that. Now, we had said before, a couple lines up, on the end of the Amud, in passing, that Rabbi Yochanan would eat a salted zayis, he would eat a salted olive, and he would baruch alei tchila v'sof. He'd make a bracha before and after. So now the Gemara asks the following question: Amar Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan heichi mevarech al zayis maliach. How could Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha achrona on a salted olive? Came the shkila legarine. Once you take out the seed, batzer leshiura, you're missing a shear. We know that the shear to make a bracha chrona is a kezayis, so if you're eating an olive, so yeah, you have the shear, but all olives have pits. So once you take out the pit, so the olive is hollow inside, and you now have less than the shear. So Malay said to him, Mistiverse kezayis godol binon. Do you think you need a big kezayis, a big size olive? Kezayis beinoni beinon. No, you only need a middle size olive. That's the size. That's the shear for a bracha chrona. And simply Rabbi Yochanan was eating an abnormally large olive, so that when he took out the seed, he would still have a shear to make a bracha achrona. Even though that when you take out the seed, so pashle shiura, you still have a shear. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Zayis she'amru, this kezayis, that is the shear of making a bracha achrona, lo katan v'lo gadol, elo beinoni. Okay. Vizel aguri, and this is what we call an aguri. Vam Rabbi Avo, lo aguri shmo, ela avruti shmo. Really, we call it an avruti. I guess there were different species of olives, I guess. I don't know. This is what we call an avruti. Vam Rulei, no, sarmusi shmo. Some people say it's called a sarmusi. All right. Valama nikra shmo aguri, why would we call this size olive an aguri? shemen shalo. Yeah, it's oil. Agur betocho is hidden. Is kind of I guess agur is probably more gathered than hidden. Yeah, agur is gathered inside of it. So they call it an aguri. Okay, but it's an olive. Anyway, back to our discussion of shlakos. If shlakos are actually considered yurakos or not, cooked vegetables, is that considered still vegetables or not? Let's say it's a machlokas tanaim. There were two talmidim sitting in front of bar kafra, and heviu lefan of kruv v'dur maskin u'pargiot. They brought before them cabbage, and that's kruv. That's a word we still use nowadays. Dur maskin, I think, is spinach, and pargiot are, you know, baby chickens, very tender, delectable, delicious meat. Nosen bar kapara rishus lechem mehem levarich. Bar kafra said that one of them could make the bracha, and kafra to barach ala pargiot. And the talmid got up and he jumped and said a bracha on the pargiot. Now we know that the order of brachos, right? If pargiot chicken are is shahakol, right? The vegetables are hadama. Lechora, again according to some opinions, they should make the hadama first. Hadama, technically the hadama comes in the order of brachos. Hadama comes first, but this guy got up and he made a bracha on the chicken, on the pargiot. Lagleg alav chavero, and his friends started making fun of him or started laughing at him. And kos bar kafra. Bar kafra got really angry. And Omar, and he said, "Lo alam avarech ani kois. I'm not angry at the guy who made a bracha. Ela alam alagleg on you made fun of him ani kois. Im chaverecha dome kemisha lo tam tam basar me olam. Atam alaglag. I can't even say it with my throat. Liglagta alav." Meaning, if this guy had never tasted this delicious, juicy chicken meat, why would you have made fun of him? Implying that it would be appropriate if something is very, very dear to the Talmud, that he has never eaten this delicacy, perhaps it would be appropriate to make a bracha on it first, even though it technically comes out afterwards in the Seder HaBrachos. Chazur v'amar, then Bar Kafra went back and said, "Lo alam lagleg ani kois. I'm not angry at the guy. I'm not only angry at the guy who laughed. El alam avarach ani kois. I'm also angry at the guy who made the bracha." V'amar, and he said, "Im chachma ein inkan zikna inkan. If at least there's no chachma here, at least there should be some zikna, some age." As Rashi points out, right, Bar Kafra was older than him. And at least you should have asked me what to do. But if you weren't sure what to do, you don't have any chachma, but at least you should have some zikna, some respect for your elders. You should have asked me what the proper order is. So Tanu Shneim lo hotziu shnasan, and very intense. Neither of them lived out the year. So either way, how do we get here? So my love, hakam leflegi, aren't they arguing about the following? The mevarech, the guy who made the bracha on the chicken first. Savar shlakos upargios shehakal niyabidvaro, that both of them are the same bracha. Hilka chavivi adif, and therefore no. If something is more chaviv, if something is more dear to you, if you're excited to have the pargio, so then that would require the bracha first. Umalagleg savar, and the guy who made fun of him held that shlakos bar pirat dama, and pargiot is shehakal niyabidvaro. So hilka piro adif, and therefore, right, if you have an adama and shehakal, so you should make that adama first. So clearly that seems to be the machlokas, and yet that machlokas tanaim will parallel the machlokas we have over here, what bracha you make in shlakos. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, the kuli alma shlakos and pargios shakal niyam bivaro. Really, both of them held that shlakos and pargios are shahakol. This is what they're arguing about. Mar sovar chaviv adif, umar sovar kruv adif. One of them held that chaviv, something that is dear to you, is better. And the other one held that kruv adif, that the kruv, not the spinach, the cabbage was much more important. Why design? Because that satiates sustains a person. As Rashi says, he points out the Gemara in a couple of daf, because he's going to say kruv lamazon, that cabbage is something that can sustain a person. Okay, fine. So we see that it's not necessarily machlokes tanaim over here. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, ki avyan beit Rav Huna. When I was in the house of, or the base medrash of Rav Huna, Amarlan said to us, "Hani garlide de lafta, these turnip heads, parminu prima, if you cut them into large pieces, parinu prima rava, right, rava, not meaning not rava here, right, but rava meaning large pieces, If parminhu prima rabba, if you cut them into large pieces, then they're bar priya adama. Prima zuta, but if you cut them very fine into in smaller, tiny pieces, then they're shakal nebidvaro. Okay. V'chi asyan, just quickly, yeah. V'chi asyan the beir of Yehuda Amarlan, but we went to Rav Yehuda's at the base matter, says that then, idi v'idi bari priya adama, they're both actually bari priya adama. Again, the havmin would be that you already, once you cut them very fine, so you've taken them out of Taurus vegetable. They're already no longer a vegetable, they're already ground up so much that they're not no longer adama, but okay. Rav Yehuda would say, no, both of them are adama. What's with the tiny chopping then? Vai de parminu tve, if you cut them very fine, Rav Yehuda pointed out, the kihechi did not take time, because the way, when you would cut these turnip heads very finely, that would make their taste sweeter, and therefore it would improve the vegetable instead of detract from the vegetable. And he held that you would still certainly make hadama, because that was an elevated form of the vegetable, not a lower, decreased form. Okay. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Ki avinu be Rav Kahana, was in the base manager of Rav Kahana, Amar Lani said to us, Tavshil de silka, this tavshil of beets, this beet soup, this beet, I guess, tavshil, the lo mafshu be kimcha, no, it's not a soup, I'm sorry, it's a tavshil, it's a some sort of dish with beets, the lo mafshu ba kimcha, that they don't put in so much flour, or they don't put in flour at all, I guess, bori pri adama, you say hadama. But the lifta, but this dish of, what's it called? Of, again, the aforementioned turnips, the mafshu bekimcha, apparently it was a dish that you put in a lot of flour. Sorry, kimcha tfei, when they put in a lot of kimcha, they put in a lot of kemach, a lot of flour. So that's bar in the name mizonos. You make a mizonos. V'hadar amar, then he took it back, and he said, no, idi v'idi bar pri adama. They're rather, both of them are hadama. Aye, what about all the flour? V'hai the shali bekimcha tfei, the reason they put in all the flour in this turnip dish is l'dvuke ba'alma avdileh, that just to make it stick together. So that's a halacha that we certainly have nowadays. If you have flour in a dish, we know that in general, the Gemara says that if you have a majority, if you have a mixture, if you have a dish, and the majority is mizonos, and an aspect of it is mizonos, you have flour that's present, so which it's treated as an ikker. But if the flour and the mizonos is only to hold it together, so then the bracha is not mizonos, it's just like to change the texture, so then we do not say mizonos. I think that's the case for licorice. I could be wrong, but I hate licorice, so I cannot remember the last time I made a bracha on licorice, but maybe somebody can confirm. I think that the flour is only there to kind of congeal it and make it, it doesn't add any taste, and therefore it's not a mizonos. I could be wrong. Anyway, if anybody likes licorice, let me know. Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Tavshil shel tardin. Tavshil, again, of beets, a dish of beets. Yofel alev, v'tov le'inayim, v'kol shekein l'bnei mayim. It's good for the heart, and it's good for the eyes, and certainly good for the stomach. Amar Rabbi, v'udu yosiv avi tvei, and that's only if it sits on a stove, if it's been, like, boiling on a stove, v'avi tochtoch, and the stove does toch toch. This toch toch is an onomatopoeia, that to the point where you boil it, when it makes that noise when you're cooking it on top of on the fire. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Prita li maya de silka kisilta. It's pasha to me that liquid in silka, in vegetables, tavshil shatardin, in this dish of beets, Rashi writes, right, the liquid from the soup, I guess, or for whatever you're cooking it in, that's considered as if it's the vegetable, and you make hadama on it. Umayah de lifta kalifta, and same thing by these turnips and stuff like that. If you're cooking the water you're cooking in it, it's just like the vegetable, therefore it's a hadama. Umayah de kulu shlaki, kikulu shlaki, and all the water that you're going to make all these shlakim in, so it's considered as if it's one of these shlakim. But Rav Papa asked the following question. Those things are pshita to me, but the question is like this. Maya de shivta, water that of dill, my, what is the deal with that? No pun intended. Lentuke taima avdi, olavuri zuma avdi. What's the point of putting in dill? Is that to make the flavor better, or is it to take out the bad odor? Apparently dill would suck out any bad smell or bad odor. So he asked the kasha, is dill to make something taste better, or is that to suck out odors? The implication being that if it's adding flavor, you make a bracha, you make a dama. If it's just there to deodorize, so then you don't have to make a, I guess you make a shakal or whatever. So Toshma, let's bring a proof. Hasheves, again, this dill type stuff. Vishna nosna tam b'kedera ein b'mishum truma. Once it's given flavor to a dish, so it's no longer, you can no longer take truma from it. Ve'inu metame tumas ochlim, it's not metame tumas ochlim, right? And it's not, meaning it's not considered food anymore. It loses its status of food. So Shema, I mean, apparently, what do you see, Aga, from this, I guess it's a Mishnah, right? It's a Mishnah in Uksin. Basically, you see that the purpose is lintuke, because we say that once it's given flavor to a dish, so apparently the dill puts in flavor, and therefore Shema Amina, we see that it is actually, it would be Ha'adama. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Pas Tsnuma Beka'ara. Rashi writes that Pas Tsnuma is really old dried out bread that is put into a pot or a bowl to soak, and therefore, I guess, regain any type of edibility. I don't even know if that's a word, but you're trying to make it edible again. So, Mavarchan Aleh HaMotzi, you make the brach of HaMotzi. Upliga de Rabbi Chia, this is against the sheet of Rabbi Chia. The Amar Rabbi Chia, Tzorech Shetichla Bracha Im HaPas. You need to finish the bracha as you're cutting the piece of bread. Meaning that you would only make a bracha of HaMotzi on a big piece of bread that you're able to cut into pieces. But something that's already pieced up, already diced up, right, again, Rashi writes just to explain, Tzorech Shetichla Birkas HaMotzi Im prisas aprusa minapas. When you're taking the piece off of the large loaf, that's when you finish that mosi. Vai paris omedu, but these pieces are already cut up, chopped up into tiny pieces. So you would not make amotzi on it. L'chora, he would say that if you have croutons that are made out of challah, you would not make a bracha of amotzi. That's Rabbi Chiyaz. You need to have a bigger piece of challah, you need to be able to break off a piece when you finish the hamotzi. So that's Rabbi Chiyaz Bar Ashi is against the shita of Rabbi Chiyaz. Maskabla Rava says, 1 second, hold on, Maishna Tsnuma Delo, what's the reason that this past Tsnuma does not make Hamotzi? Mishun Dechikalia Bracha Aprusa Kakalia? Is it because when you make the Bracha, it's made on a tiny piece? Ala Pasnami, so too, on a piece of bread. Kiga Gamra Aprusa Gamra. Right, according to Rabbi Chia, right, you still finish the Bracha when you take a piece of the bread. So how is that against Rabbi Chiya Shita? How is Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi against Rabbi Chiya? I guess they have the same name. That's interesting. But how is Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi against Rabbi Chiya? Right? Both of them say Kike Gamra, Prusa Gamra. Right? When you finish cutting this bread, so the bracha falls on the piece. Allah Marav. Rather, Rava says Mevorech Ve'Achar Kach Botzei. Rava says no. The process for making Ha'adama is when you hold the entire piece in your hands and then you cut it. Mevarech v'achar kas botzeya. Botzeya is when you dish out the bread, yeah? When you take pieces. So Rava says you make the bracha on the entire kikar, the entire piece. Nahardai avdikar b'chia, Rabbanan avdikar Rava. So in Nahardah, they went like Rabbi Chia, and the Rabbanan did like Rava. Nam Ravina, Amrili Ein. Ravina said that my mother told me that Avucha, that your father, Avik Rabbi Chia, did like Rabbi Chia, Dam Rabbi Chia, Tzarech Shetichla Bracha in Mampas. And you have to finish the bracha as you're cutting the slice of bread. Rabbanan of the Karava, the Rabbanan did like Rava, the Hilchos HaKarava, the Lacha is like Rava, that you would make a bracha on the full bread and then cut it. Dam Rabbanan of the Karava, both say it. Okay, there's a Tosos, if you're interested, there's a Tosos over here that talks about the Lacha about Yantif and Shabbos. Obviously on Shabbos you have a different Indian, and you need you have Lechem Mishnah and stuff to deal with, but okay, fine. It's Mar. It was said by the Chevre in the Beis Medrash. Heviu lefneim petitin u'shleimim. If you bring in front of you pieces, different pieces, pieces and big pieces, shleimim, I guess, right, or full pieces of bread, and petitin are pieces of bread. Amar Rav Huna mevarech al petitin v'chozer upoter as a shleimim. If you want, Rav Huna says, you can make a bracha on the pieces of bread and you can pater the full loaf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. No, it's better to make a bracha of hamotzi on the Shleima, on the full big loaf. Aval Prusa Shalchit, on the full big loaf. Aval, but if Prusa Shalchit, the Shleima Shalsa Orin, but if the pieces are of wheat and the full loaf is barley bread, so then Divrei Kol Mevarech Al Prusa Shalchit. Right? Then everybody holds that you make a bracha on the piece of wheat. And your upoter is a shleima shel seorin, thereby you pater the full loaf of barley bread because wheat is more chashev than barley. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Ketanai. It's like a machlokes tanaim. The Mishnah says in Trumos, Tormin batzal katan shalem. You can take truma from a small full onion, avalo chitzi batzal gadol, but not from a half of a big onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, excuse me, loki elachati batzal gadol. No, it's better to take the truma via the half of the big onion. My love, b'chav kamlifki, what isn't this the armach locus? The marsavar chashuv adif, the marsavar shalim adif. Right, obviously a big onion is much more chashuv than a tiny onion, but the fact that it's half, right, kind of throws things into whack. So one guy must hold it chashuv adif, that more, if it's more chashuv, you still give it to them, even though it's halved. Marsavar shalim adif. The other guy holds it, no, if it's full, right, even a small full onion would be more chashuv than a half of a big onion. So Gemara says, Gemara explains, if there's a Kohen standing right there for you to give the Truma to, so everybody agrees, the Chashuv Adif, you give him the half of a big onion. It's much more Chashuv, it's much more important. Because, Rashi explains, because we're not concerned that the Truma is going to go bad. Ki pligi, but the Machlokas is the Lekha Kohen, and where there is no Kohen. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Kol Makam Sheish Kohen, any place when you're giving the Truma straight to the Kohen, so Torah Min HaYafa, you give Truma from the best of your stuff, even though it may go bad quicker because the Kohen is getting it right there, and you don't have to worry about it going bad. But Kol Makam Sheein Kohen, any place there is no Kohen, Torah Min HaMeskayim, you should give Truma from something that will last. Right? You should keep it with you to make sure that the Kohen actually gets it, because if you separate the best produce, but the produce is not going to last, so that's obviously defeats the purpose. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Torah Melam and Yafa, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always are Torah Min HaYafa, from the best stuff, regardless of whether the Kohen is there or not. Amar of Nachum or Yitzchak, if Yeri Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shneim. And someone who's Yeri Shemayim should be Yotze both of them, meaning how it's so, meaning talking about the pieces of bread. Which should, again, we just pointed out that this is not actually Armachokas. I guess it is. I guess Gemara never really disproved that. Marsavar Shchashiv Adif and Marsavar Shalim Adif. And they said the Machlokas is only where the Kohen is not there. Okay. Yeah, okay, fine. So the Mice of that is the same Machlokas. But either way, we still go back to what do you make the Bracha on first? Right, Machlokas Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan again says, Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, that it's better to make it on the Shalim piece. And Rav Huna says, no, it doesn't matter. You can make it on the half pieces. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak now says, "V'yiri Shemayim Yotzei Deshneim." A Yiri Shemayim will be Yotzei both shitas. Umanu, who is that? Mar Brei Deravina. Mar Brei Deravina did this. The Mar Brei Deravina Maniach Prusa B'Tocha Shleimo Botzea. He would take a piece and put it inside of the full loaf, and then dish out the bread. Meaning he would have both of them at the same time and make a bracha on both of them. Now, it is interesting that how in the world is a loaf is not full if you cut it open and put a piece inside, so it's actually interesting because Rashi has a different girsa here. He says, Maniach Prusa Tachas HaShlema. He would put the piece underneath the full one instead of putting it inside. So that's it probably is a good proof that the girsa probably should be Betachas HaShlema, not Betoch HaShlema, because otherwise it would not be so shalem if you would put a piece inside of it. Okay. Tani Tani Kameder of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Meniach is a Prusa B'tocha Shleima U'Botzea Mavarech, right? We also learn the same exact Inyan, that you should make a bracha on both of them, just to be Yotzei Boshitas. Amalei Mashimcha, he said, right, Tano was teaching this teaching in front of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, because he said, what's your name? So Amalei Shalmon, he said, my name is Shalmon. So Amalei, oh, a beautiful name, Shalom Matau Shlomo Mishnatecha, Shesamta Shalom Bein HaTalmidim. Right, your name is peace, and peace is what you do, because you've brought peace between the students, between the people who have machlokas. Very nice. Am Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Kol modim bePesach shemaniach prusa b'toch shlema botzeya." Everybody agrees that on Pesach, right? We do, right? We do yachatz with the middle matzah, where you put the half a piece in between the other two pieces of matzah, and then you do hamotzi. Right, my taima, why? My taima lechem oni ksiv, because that's an Indian of lechem oni. Right, that's a kiyum of lechem of poor man's bread. Right, again, Pesach coming up in a couple of months. Am Rabbi Abba uve Shabbos chayiv adam letzor al shtei kikaros. And on Shabbos you have to make a motzi on two full pieces of bread. This is two full challahs. This is a well-known halacha. My time, because the pasuk says lechem mishnah ksiv. Because you need lechem mishnah, you need two full loaves. Am Rav Ashi says chazin lo le Rav Kahana de nake tarki yibotzeya. Right, I saw Rav Kahana do this exact thing. He took two full loaves and made a motzi. And he took two whole loaves, but he dished out bread from one of them. Rav Zera have a batza akula shiruta. Rav Zera used to take enough bread for the entire meal. Rashi writes, "Prusa gadolah shayadaylo lekolas through the b'shabbos." He used to, you know, take this huge challah and cut a piece for him that was ginormous and enough for the rest of the meal. Amalei Ravina le Rav Ashi vakam es chazik raver sanusa. Hey, you look like someone who's starving. You look it looks like you're a glutton when you take that much bread. No, since every day he would never do this, but now he's doing it on Shabbos. He doesn't look like a glutton. Rather, he seems doing it because he loves. I assume the pshat is that because he loved the mitzvah of Shabbos, loved the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos. He wanted to show how chaviv the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos was, so he would take a gigantic piece of bread. So he didn't look like a glutton. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kevah, Mr. Amil, who rifta the aruva, when Rav Ami and Rav Asi would get the bread for the eruv, we know there's a dinder abanan that to make an eruv chatzeros, that if a bunch of houses share a chatzer in the middle, so you make an eruv chatzeros, and it would be passed around, and once in a while, you know, everybody would get a chance to have it, it would get a chance to eat it. So when Rav Asi and Rav Ami would get this eruv chatzeros, which consisted of bread and usually a cooked something or other. We do Erev Tashilin with the matzah and egg, but it doesn't have to be. So Mavarchan Aleh Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, they would make Hamotzi Omril, and they said, Hol this Avid Bei Mitzvah, if we're using it for one mitzvah, so Mitzvah Chada, if you're using it for one mitzvah, and Avid Bei Mitzvah Achriso, might as well use it for another mitzvah. I assume this means that they would eat it for their Suda on Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Shkoyak Godel, Mitzvah Shem, voice will be better tomorrow, and we'll go by Shas.